This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, well, we're live here on Free Talk Live. The chances are very, very good. Now, we do some traveling now and then. Now, we've done a live show every day for going on a decade now. But that, you know, in some cases it's recorded if we happen to be traveling. But the vast majority of the time we're here in the studio, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
The number is 855-450-3733. Let's go right to the calls, Jay. Before we get back to your article on gold manipulation and Merrill Lynch paying some ridiculously small fine, we've got Jet calling in from the United States, listening on YouTube. Jet, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hey, Jeff, well, what's on your mind?
I have to call in once a month, you know, and kind of work you through a certain exercise, if you will. You know that list you have on the wall?
Yes, it says, don't say government. Say
yes.
People or goons or mafia, gang, idiots, lunatics, mm-hmm. devils, thieves, killers, liars. Go ahead.
Well, keep adding to that list, like tyrants, despots, you know, psychos, all that good stuff. Keep adding.
Parasites.
To it as we go on. Parasites, yeah, good one. See, this is the, what I've been trying to convince Mark is, this is a way to nullify governments. by turning them into just people. You know, people who have, the only way they've gotten into their position is by what's referred to as usurpation. Which is simply taking over a position or taking the right. In other words, you know, the logic is since we don't have the right to do what they do, we can't delegate to them or use them as our representatives to do the things that they do. So that's the thing. So I wanted to ask you guys.
But that's what they tell us. You know, is they tell us that they that we've given them the rights.
But what they don't tell us is that governments aren't actually operating. These are municipal corporations that call themselves governmental agencies. It says that you read the City of Keene city charter. There is not one place in the Keene city charter where it says Keene, the City of Keene, is a government. But what it does say is that they are a governmental agency calling themselves a municipal corporation. And what is very important is that the language structure, the sentence structure, the grammar structure, the suffix AL on the end of a word means similar to or like.
Well, I don't even want you guys to think of the terms of anything in the global sense, the universal sense. I want you to think of them as people. I want you to refer to them as people because this is the way that all governments have been removed throughout history is when the individuals, the group of people, the populace, begin to think of these people as just other people who have no right to do anything they do, that's when it changes. So if you would eliminate that word government as being a noun and use it as an adjective, it's nothing more than simply adding the word people, the government people, or government this, government that.
Yep.
But to use the term government by itself just won't do it psychologically. You understand what I'm saying there?
Yes. I think that that's it's even better prescription for what it is that we've got here. Maybe it's time for me to put up a new sign so that it's even more clear. But I think you're right. Just say government people. And then, as opposed to the government, because people think of the government as this sort of monolithic, abstract, scary thing. And in fact, what it is it's just a group of people who have found out that, hey, people think we're important, and what we do is important. So we'll, and in some cases, they provide services that are important. There's no doubt that, you know, fire protection is important. But does it need to be provided by the state? Because I don't think it does.
And they've built themselves huge, monumental, ornate buildings. They've taken your money and built for themselves these halls of Valhalla so that you will think that they were near to gods.
And they've got it set up so where these building contractors, in order to be eligible for these government contracts have to jump through all these hoops and all this red tape that it literally only leaves a very, you know, small amount of the actual able-bodied contractors that could do this work. It's just a small fraction of the ones that are available that are eligible, and because it's such a small pool now that they have to, you know, bid from or that can bid, they can pretty much ask their price. They can pretty much name their price, and they have to name their price because in order to maintain on that list, you have to kick back. I mean,
government humans, just practice, and thanks very much.
Hey, thanks for the call, Jet. Appreciate it. Yeah, Jet calls in pretty regularly to remind us of these things, and I've got to say, I don't know why my mind has not wrapped around it, but it has not, and I think it's good advice.
I just refer to them as parasites. I call them parasites right to their face. I was talking about the parasitic people in government to a guy who was actually a Massachusetts Westfield Mass code enforcement officer, and this was at a get-together. Last summer down in Massachusetts, one of my friends had a party that he invited me to when I went to. And he thought it was pretty amusing, and he said that he couldn't disagree, and he really liked that I could call what he does parasitic work with such a good vibe. And so that's what he was impressed with.
The thing about it, in the case of the zoning guys and stuff like that, they really are. Now, people will say, without these zoning rules, all our houses would be crap or whatever. But would they? I mean, it's not like the zoning...
I want my house to be safe. Yeah. I'm very I'm rebuilding a house right now, and I'm very particular about it. And I'm doing things, like, better than, like, what's required by code. And I've had contractor friends who's like, wow, you're, like... You're putting more effort into this than you need, you know, for example. You know, you only need...
Sure, they don't build houses for themselves.
Right. And, you know, oh, code only requires this. And this is, well, I don't want to be doing this again in 30 or 40 years is what my answer is.
Yeah, but, I mean, does the zoning board offer a guarantee? If you buy a house and it was built in relatively recently, do they... offer a guarantee if for some reason something breaks? Or
No,
of course not, because they're not responsible. Now, if there was actually somebody out there that gave a rating to a company for building, then and the government stands in the way of this. They make it more difficult for these companies to operate because they already offer this sort of low-level guarantee, which is, well, it was built to code.
Yeah, we have a code. It was built by a guy that has a special piece of paper that has the stamp of the state on it. You know, and
yep.
What's that worth? You know, you're going to go after the state because they certify, you know, if somebody drives like an idiot and wrecks your car, can you go after the state because they gave him a license? You know, even though he obviously doesn't know how to, you know, drive.
Yeah, that's pretty clear that they're not responsible for their actions. What government means is a group of people who are not responsible for their actions.
That's a great definition.
I mean, because the government has these, I should say, government people have claimed for themselves these sovereign immunity or limited immunity or a whole variety of these immunities that they have for their actions. They use the terminology. It's not like I can sue the zoning board guy, the guy who came by and signed off on the piece of paper. I have to sue the town of X.
Well, here's the problem. So the government of Keene, New Hampshire, has this government immunity, this sovereign immunity. But the municipal corporation, calling itself a governmental agency, which is actually just a charity, does not have diplomatic immunity. I mean, doesn't have sovereign immunity. They can be held liable, and the people working for this charitable organization can also. So we got to make sure we sue, you know, the correct entities. And this is kind of something I learned the hard way when I sued the town of Palmer. And in federal court,
they took your house from you.
Over property taxes, and I sued them over it. And in federal court, they said, "Oh yeah, they have immunity; they can do this." Basically, but I sued. I wasn't super clear that this is a charity, and I didn't have all the evidence gathered up. Now I'm working on a whole other tax deal to where I am slowly gathering up all this evidence that they are a charity, that they are not a government, and that they don't even have any evidence that subjects me to their so-called code.
I am interested to see how that works out, but I also want to hear how Merrill Lynch is manipulating the metals market. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lickochops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
So, Free Talk Live has recently teamed up with another marketing company. And the reason is because this new product that they have is something unlike I have ever seen in my 25 years in the marketing business. I was so impressed with it that I just had to be involved. And if my listeners who have businesses want to reach more people than, or reach people in a way that they've never reached them before, I want you to go to 123.freetalklive.com. I believe that this is probably going to be the best return on investment for ad dollars that I've ever seen, especially when it's new and less costly. And what it is basically if sometimes you take pictures and people go to Walgreens or CVS or whatever to get photographs. Sure, why don't they? What if you could have those photographs just delivered to your door? What if you had an app that took your pictures and say, oh, yeah, I like this one, this one, this one. You can pick 40 pictures and have them shipped to you. Would you do that for free? Of course you would.
I'm going to actually do that. I just went onto their website. I'm sending it to my wife.
123.freetalklive.com?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not sure whether there's a link to the app there for people that would want to actually get the pictures, but this is for the businesses to advertise at 123.freetalklive.com. And how it works is, well, yeah, of course people want free pictures sent to them. Well, what if they had an ad attached to those pictures through a little perforation that they could tear off and their picture looked perfectly fine after that? But, I mean, nothing's for free, right? So this is basically direct mail where you can almost guarantee somebody's going to open up. What do you do when you get a direct mail piece? Chances are good if you know it's a direct mail piece, something trying to advertise to you, you toss it before you ever open it.
Recycling, yep.
Yep, right into the recycling. Or, you know, into the burn pile or whatever your life is like. Well, and one can understand why people do that. But if they ordered the pictures themselves, of course they're going to open it. And then your ad is sitting right there in their hand. And photo ready, gorgeous ad, right in their hand. You know that's going to be a nice turnover. The number, 123.freetalklive.com. It's one, because it's easy as 123 doing this. 123.freetalklive.com.
The website is pretty friendly on my mobile browser, so that's cool. Some of them are just don't even work, you know, but this one here looks nice.
Yeah, that's our website, I think, that we set up as an interface. But I'm glad it did work. Let's go to Toby calling in from Georgia. Toby, you're on Free Talk Live. Tobias.
Hello.
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 Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Is this Toby?
Yes, sir, it is.
What's on your mind, Toby? All's well?
I got in on the last of your conversation about Bitcoin.
Uh-huh.
I am very interested in buying Bitcoin.
Okay.
I don't know where to go or what it is.
All right. Go to Bitcoin.com. At Bitcoin.com. Okay. You can purchase Bitcoin in a variety of ways, including with a credit card right there. And they have other options for you once you research the site and that sort of thing. But if you just go to straightbitcoin.com, they'll have a menu there where it says buy Bitcoin, and that's probably the easiest way for you to do it. They have a wallet that you can download, and then you can use the wallet to buy Bitcoin right there. And I believe you can use a credit card to do that. Or you can go through their local.bitcoin.com to buy it from somebody. But if you're kind of a neophyte to it, then I might recommend just using their web wallet and buying with a credit card.
So, Toby, I do a lot of work here in New Hampshire, and I offer a heavy discount, well, 25% discount essentially for my services. I do like property management and snow plowing and welding, and I do a bunch of things. I pretty much want to just work for people who love liberty and are into liberty. And so for Bitcoin, if you pay me in Bitcoin, I use 25% off of, I'll give you, versus cash. And I tell people to go to Bitcoin.com. It's right on the back of my website. And they say, okay. And not once has anybody ever called me and said, I don't get this. I don't understand it.
Yep.
And I've never done it myself, but at least 12 people, I think, is the number in the past. This year, 2019, have actually gone to Bitcoin.com because it was worth it. It saved 25%, whatever it was I was doing for them. And basically what I get from them is a text message, hey, send me your Bitcoin Cash address. And I send them the Bitcoin Cash address, and 3 or 4 minutes later, You know, I pick up my phone and I just received the Bitcoin Cash for whatever the job was.
Right here, if you go to Bitcoin.com, across the top menu thing, it says Get Started. And that's the best thing to do, Toby. And thank you for the call, because I know a lot of people have been wondering this, and I probably should have been saying it every time I talk about Bitcoin.com.
What were you talking about? You want to hold it yourself and not...
Correct.
I got it in the last part of the conversation.
Yep.
That's why.
So that's important. And if you go to Bitcoin.com, they're a site that's going to make sure that you are holding your own keys. There are other sites out there, keys being the private keys. These are a series of letters and numbers that you don't really need to worry about. But they're going to make sure that you're set up properly, as opposed to other websites that will let you buy Bitcoin, but then they hold it for you like a bank holds your cash.
Okay.
And right. But nobody offers interest, so there's no reason to have a bank hold your Bitcoin. You know, the best way to have your Bitcoin is to have it in your own wallet. And if you go to Bitcoin.com, the wallet that they're going to have there for you, and it's a great starter wallet, is going to have you hold your own keys, because the guy who set it up, Roger Ver, he heard about Bitcoin on Free Talk Live, and he understands cryptocurrency, and he's very clear that you need to hold your own money.
Yeah, and there's other wallets you can use too, but the Bitcoin.com wallet is the one I always recommend, because it's easy. Like, if you try to send Bitcoin Cash to a Bitcoin Core address, it won't let you. It will actually tell you,
it'll stop you, yeah,
that you can't do that. So when Bitcoin Cash first came on the market and people were sending Bitcoin Cash, I accidentally sent someone a Bitcoin Core address once, and I lost it. Well, I don't know if I lost it. But it's gone somewhere or something. I'm not sure what happened to it, and I haven't gone through the steps to revitalize that wallet to get that, which I allegedly can get that Bitcoin Cash out of there. But that mistake just can't happen with a Bitcoin.com wallet, so it is very user-friendly in that aspect.
There are certainly other wallets.
And I won't lose my coins, right?
That's correct. It's secure.
Okay.
Now, the one thing that could happen potentially is that you could have a phone that has some kind of malware on it or something. So what I do is, with the currencies that I want to keep in, you know, more secure, I have some that I carry around on my regular phone so that I can buy a hamburger or a soda pop or something like that. But for the ones that I want to keep more secure, I take an old cell phone that I have that I've done a hard reset on, and you can find out how to do that on the internet relatively recently. And then I download all the stuff new that I need, so basically the Bitcoin wallet. And that way, I'm much more sure that it's secure.
And it's a good idea that cell phone doesn't have a SIM card in it, so it's not hooked up or not like on a cellular service. You just use it through Wi-Fi, so you can't get SIM hacked.
Toby, thank you for the call, and call us if you need more help. 855-450-3733. Doing Bitcoin help here on Free Talk Live.
That's great.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Labor Secretary Alex Acosta is speaking to the press, this after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer have called for his resignation.
Facts are important, and facts are being overlooked. This matter started as a state matter. It was prosecuted initially by the state of Florida and not by the U.S. Attorney's Office.
The man accused of murdering University of Utah student Mackenzie Lewick is being formally charged. The Salt Lake City District Attorney is charging Ayula Ajije with 4 counts.
Criminal homicide, aggravated murder, aggravated kidnapping, obstructing justice, abuse, or desecration of the human body.
And Vice President Mike Pence is in California taking a look at some of the earthquake damage. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We take your calls about whatever is important to you. It's Mark here with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
And that's another thing is that I like to... I see all these people... I've pretty much given up on Facebook and social media, but Facebook mostly. That's where I was. Not that I don't have an account. I do. But I mostly just try to keep myself from posting on it because... And by and large, there's nothing positive going on there for me. But I see people all the time posting something or other on the internet. And, for instance, I have to make posts for Free Talk Live's page because, well, you know, we've got a page with 90,000 likes on it and got to keep it curated and all that stuff. And I don't know, maybe at some point I'll just give it up on it entirely. But today, I'm not going to. And, by the way, our advertisers want us to mention them on our Facebook page because they know that Facebook's an effective advertising medium. And so, more or less, I have to keep it going. And that's fine. I don't mind, making the posts here and there. But then, you know, as a result of the posts, I see people posting on my post,
yep.
Right? And... You know, I made some comment about, I posted an article about Tulsi Gabbard being called an isolationist by NPR. I mean, isolationist, some lady who doesn't want to blow up people in foreign countries isn't an isolationist.
Well, that's what they did to Ron Paul.
It is what they did to Ron Paul. They're taking this term. Just because Pat Buchanan is probably an isolationist. This is somebody who wants the economy to be insular in the United States, to not buy things from other foreign countries. As much as we can, and to not sell things as much as you. I suppose they really don't care if you sell them or not. Like, what does an isolationist care if businesses in the United States sell outside the United States?
Well, they do care because that causes inflation when all those U.S. dollars start coming back at us.
Maybe they do. But either way, I wouldn't think they would, but maybe I'm wrong. So, but your military isn't the way you do business. The military is just the way you create enemies.
If you own a have a banking cartel, that's what you use to make sure that your money is used as a unit of exchange. Use the military.
Yeah.
Use its sanctions.
And Tulsi Gabbard was quoted here as the last couple of days as saying basically World War II was the only war in U.S. history that's justified. And I posted on there the Pacific Theater of World War II wouldn't have happened had it not been for the FDR administration attempting to get. Basically orchestrating is what the term I use, orchestrating the war with Japan. And all you have to do is read the McCullough memo. Just go right now. Google the McCullough memo.
And also another fact of the Pearl Harbor attack is what you're talking about.
Yep.
Is that U.S. Standard Oil, who was owned by was it Henry David Rockefeller, I believe, or his son, I'm not sure, but it was started by Henry David Rockefeller, literally fueled the Japanese fleet so they could go do this attack. And this was something that came out, you know, in the 90s. As I first heard about it on, you know, Alex Jones. And he was quoting some stuff that got declassified during the Clinton administration. And but the same thing with the Nazis. You know, it was, you know, Rockefeller was a financier of the Nazis.
Yeah.
So was George Bush's grandfather.
This is what these international financiers do, is they play both sides against the middle. And they win.
Because they hold the debt of both sides.
Right.
So they hold the debt of the losing side and the winning side. They don't care.
And I also pointed out that the European theater of World War II wouldn't have happened had it not been for the United States intervention in World War I. And some guy didn't like that I said it. Now, he didn't present any facts or anything, but, you know, just started tossing out name-calling or whatever. And I said, tell you what, call in. Well, he's not going to do that. He'll take the time that it takes to write a couple of mean missives on Facebook, but pick up the phone and talk about something of importance on a nationally syndicated radio program.
It is funny how these keyboard warriors, they get so aggressive behind the keyboard, and then I didn't even think about the thing with the phone call, but there's a guy who's a keyboard, angry keyboard warrior, and I saw him at Porkfest last year, and I started teasing him about something he was flipping out on, you know, about Ian about. And I was actually making him a hamburger, and he would not talk about it. He just kept on smiling, kind of giggling a little bit, like Angie is over here. And he's almost blushing a little bit. And he just was standing down. And I said, you want to talk about it on Facebook afterwards? And yeah, because I know you love to talk there. But yeah, there are people who will go crazy on the internet, but they won't even make a phone call.
Yeah, it's amazing to me. I mean, if something's important to you, you can post to a couple of dozen people on Facebook. By the way, one of the reasons that I'm not as interested in Facebook as I used to be is Free Talk Live used to get, we had as many as 19 million post views 1 week on Facebook. That's a lot of post
views. That's
a lot. Now we're getting per post 500, 1,000 on a good post views. That means...
Well, the algorithm's squeezing you out.
Well, the algorithm is about getting paid for Facebook now.
Oh, okay.
It used to be we were building their business, building their currency as a social media.
I've noticed that in the marketplace. Now they're like, oh, boost your listing. I'm putting stuff on Facebook Marketplace, which is like an alternative to Craigslist, which has actually worked quite well for me in the past few months. And then I got things that are on Marketplace, and they have, you know, 5 views in 3 weeks to where other things that I put on 2 months ago had, you know, 800-900 views in 3 or 4 days.
Right. So what they do is they build their platform by, you know, basically giving you the free advertising, like Craigslist did, right? Like lots of people use Craigslist, and the reason is because it's a free way to advertise effectively in your community. Why wouldn't you use it? Well, Facebook understands the same problem, so they get people to, to use their marketplace by essentially giving away views. Because they're selling views.
Go ahead.
And then when they've got sufficient number of people wanting to use their platform, that's when they start charging. And all they need is a few bucks from you.
And so I did boost one particular item.
Right.
Because I have hundreds of these things that I bought really cheap. And just people came out of the woodwork. The thing went to like 900 views in like 3 hours.
Mm.
And went a couple days
later. How much did you throw at it?
I think it was $5.
Yeah.
That's pretty cheap.
I mean, for just, you know, one of these things I'm selling, you know, it's totally worth it.
Yep.
In fact, I pretty much sold out of them now. Yeah. You know, these steel I-beams.
For $5.
Pallets of them. Yeah.
Yeah, pallets of steel I-beams.
Right.
Go on with the Merrill Lynch story. Sorry for
recap this
right up your time here.
Merrill Lynch caught criminally manipulating precious metals market thousands of times over 6 years, and they've basically admitted that their employees were participating in this by injecting materially false, misleading information into the precious metals market. It goes on. Article goes on. They did so in the now traditional market manipulation way by placing fraudulent orders for precious metals futures contracts that at the time the traders placed orders, they intended to cancel before execution. In doing so, the traders intended to spoof or manipulate the market by creating the false impression of increased supply or demand, and in turn to fraudulently induce other market participants to buy and to sell futures contracts at quantities, prices, and times they otherwise likely would not have done.
So they created FUD, fear, uncertainty, and doubt. They just put in false information, lies into the marketplace, and that's it. This is one thing that markets are susceptible to, is markets are truth as far as value goes at that moment. When you insert lies into the scenario, then it's not truth anymore.
If we, the people, participate in Proof of Keys Day, which is every January 3rd, and we take home our Bitcoin from the exchanges. If everybody removes their Bitcoin from the exchanges, this is how we will keep Bitcoin honest. This is how we will keep.
You could do it with gold, too, though. You could take delivery of the gold or silver that you buy on these comics exchanges.
But what's happening here is when Merrill Lynch is selling the gold, they cancel the orders. So you can't even do it. You can't even trust them.
You've got to find the right time to buy.
Don't
buy high.
There's no gold blockchain. That's the problem. We can't audit gold.
You can have it.
You can have it, but you can't audit it.
855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Here on Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally. At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Final segment of Free Talk Live. Call in. Well, we might be able to get you in here if you call in. The number is 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
I want to tell you about Freedom Fest. Freedom Fest. We are going to Freedom Fest, Free Talk Live, and we are going to be hanging out with all kinds of important-sounding folks. Penn Jillette, Candace Owen, John Mackey, Stephen Moore, Grover Norquist. How about Justin Amash, John Stossel, Glenn Beck, Herman Cain, Senator Mike Lee, Kevin Sorbo. Looking forward to seeing Kevin Sorbo, actually. Thomas Massey. All kinds of big names at Freedom Fest. It's at Paris in Las Vegas, July the 17th through the 20th. So that's just around the corner, folks. You can still go to freedomfest.com/FTL. That's freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets, but it's coming up next week. I'm excited to be there. And excited to see all these folks. You can see the best speeches from last year if you go to freedomfest.com/FTL. And you can come hang out with us. Judge Napolitano is among those speeches there. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50. Save $50 off your ticket because we want you to come out and hang out with us. freedomfest.com/FTL. Jay?
Back to the article here. Of course, since we're talking about a bank, and since banks are in charge of not only the DOJ, Department of Justice, and virtually every other branch of government, not to mention the Fed, as in the Federal Reserve, nobody will go to jail. And Merrill Lynch entered into a non-prosecution agreement and agreed to pay a combined measly $25 million in a criminal fine.
Yeah, Merrill Lynch paying $25 million is nothing.
Under the terms of the NPA, I don't know what that is. Yeah. There's probably this agreement that we talked about up here.
Non-prosecution order?
The non-prosecution order. Merrill Lynch and his parent company, Bank of America, had to agree to cooperate with the government's ongoing investigation of individuals and to report to the department evidence or spoofing provisions of the Commodity and Exchange Acts in Bank of America's, BAC's global markets.
Commodities, business, and this is just a whole bunch of gobbledygook. It's their function to conduct wholesale principal trading and sales of commodities. Laughably, Merrill Lynch and Bank of America here also agreed to enhance their existing compliance program and internal controls where necessary and appropriate to ensure that they're designed to detect and deter, among other things, manipulative conduct in BAC's global markets commodities business.
Translation, it will be much more difficult to catch them manipulating the markets next time.
Right. So basically the government put a little tax on them for ripping people off and now has made it harder for them to get caught doing the same trick again. Let's go to the phones. We've got David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, Kevin Sorbo, big-time fish person.
What's a fish person?
The band.
Oh.
Fish right. person. No. No peas involved. F-I-S-H.
So he's a fisherman?
Fish person. You know, the people that drive the vehicles with the secret symbol on the back of their car, the fish people.
Jesus fish.
Yeah.
Okay. I had no idea.
So be careful.
Well,
it'd be dangerous.
I think he'll be fine.
I see him all the time.
I'm just messing with you.
Yeah.
I had wanted to talk about the Zorro Ranch and Mark saying that he invites young girls over to his house to pet his dog. But
hey, it was out in the street.
But yeah. Save it for the jury, Mark.
Yeah, save it for the jury.
We'll
sure.
Talk about, yeah. We'll talk about it another night, but since Jet brought up something that was on my list, I wanted to comment on that, and I think I understood what Jet is saying, and it's been on my list for a long time, and I don't
There was a caller previously who called in this evening who basically said, don't say the term government because it's big and scary. Use the term government people, and that then breaks the spell.
Yeah, and I want to go a level deeper, and I think this is what he was saying, but I don't want to speak for him, so next time he calls in, he can clarify if he wants to if I'm on to it or not. But the way I view it, and I think what he may have been somewhat saying is what I'm thinking, that is that the government is illegal at this point. They're completely outside of the law, which makes them illegitimate. And so when I encounter a cop or a DMV, MVD worker or anybody else, you know, basically, like Jay, you say to their face, they're a parasite. I tell them that you still have the power to damage me, but you don't have the authority. Your boss has broken the law, and they are no longer legitimate. That makes you not legitimate. So you just go ahead and do whatever you can get away with. But just remember, what you're doing is illegal, and it's illegitimate, and we will get rid of you as soon as we can. Until then, go ahead. Exercise your unlawful power, sir.
Well, never That's tell them. Never give them permission to exercise their unlawful power.
Well, the way that I said it is mocking enough that it's obvious that what I'm saying doesn't mean what it's saying in a pragmatic manner. It's loaded language, meaning implied what I'm saying to mean the opposite.
Yeah, you're being sarcastic with them.
Yeah. And what he is saying and what I agree with is that, or what I think he's saying and why I agree with and what I would urge people to do is every time you encounter a government worker, tell them exactly that. We want you guys out. You have no legitimate power. Quit your job. Get the hell out of here. Yes, you still have the abusive power to be able to, not follow my directive. But at some point, you won't have that power anymore, and it might be dangerous for you. So I would urge you to please quit your government job while you can.
Now, David, what you have to say is actually excellent. It's excellent advice. I believe that we need to tell these parasites, we need to explain them what's going on and what they're doing to people. But
how do they benefit from it, though? I mean,
to kill them with kindness, not to get angry at them, not to be like an a-hole in their face, because that just, if you get angry with them and riled up with them, you're just an a-hole now and nothing else really matters. But if you can literally kill them with kindness, well, not literally kill them, but kill them with kindness, and be pleasant and polite, which is something I believe I've gotten really, really good at, because I have engaged heavily with the adversary. And many of them have been like, they just couldn't believe that I just remained so calm, cool, and collected with them, and they appreciate that. And I used to get angry.
It's hard not to.
You just don't get any results that way.
Even better idea then. You get several million people killing them with kindness, and I'll get several million people killing them with anger. And between the two factions, maybe we can do something about them.
So let me ask you guys, what's the benefit to the government bureaucrat for quitting now? I mean, if I'm sitting here in some government job, fat and happy, and everything's going okay in my life, and I've got a job that I don't have to...
Let me answer. You're getting to the end of your program, so let me answer your question, since I know what you're asking. There are already millions of young people that will not become a cop. And the cops know this, and they won't become a cop because they don't want to be hated like we hate you.
Well, there was an article we had last week that I didn't get to, and it's still sitting in my show prep, that, in fact, recruitment numbers are down for police. But
they're down.
I think the only thing to do to solve that for towns is at some point they're just going to have to raise the rates. I mean,
and that's what they're doing. I saw a thing. New York State Troopers, as I saw this winter. And they were like, starting pay was like $74,000, full benefits. It was in a truck stop in New York. And I was like, holy crap.
Yeah, $75,000. If you're talking about living in some crap hole upstate New York place where nobody else can get a job,
that's
and then you get a $75,000 job, you are Mr. Moneybags in that town.
And they're having a tough time recruiting.
So, yeah, I agree with that. Raise the pay so that the caliber of person interested in the job goes up, so that the higher the caliber of the person, the less likely that you'll have people that want to abuse other people, because when you pay better money, you get better people. But the bottom line is, like I said, I want to reiterate, it's already working, because there are millions of young people that absolutely will not go into law enforcement because they don't want the rest of us to hate them, because we do hate you.
David, I appreciate the call.
So let me add to that real quick. So I'm working on drafting up a letter to give to the tax collector, and I'm going to call it my notice of extortion. Maybe I won't call it that. But I want to have a clear, precise, polite letter basically explaining that the private sector cannot retire because the private sector is forced to pay for the retirements of the public sector.
Yeah, I mean, that's ultimately what it is that we all have to work so that the government can continue to function. That's how they see it.
The tax collector is enslaving me, and I would like her to understand that.
FreeTalkLive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effect of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.